It's Friday, April 29th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus, a Christian college professor who successfully sued his university after being punished for refusing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns, is encouraging Christians to resist and not give in to cultural pressures, reports FaithWire.com. Dr. Nick Merriweather, a philosophy professor at Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio, explained what the case was all about.
It was on the first day of class in 2018, a male student approached me after class and demanded that I use female titles and pronouns. I explained to him that I would not be able to do that. He got a little bit upset. He threatened to get me fired.
Shawnee University placed a letter of reprimand in his file. They said that if they had to address it again, they would fire Merriweather.
I was going to be punished not for something that I was doing, but for something that I would not do. And that was to affirm the gender identity ideology. And so for the university to require me to speak in a way that conflicted with my Christian and my philosophical beliefs, I thought was a very unsettling, disturbing violation of freedom of speech. And that's why I would not stand for it. I simply would not go along with it.
The Christian professor told CBN's FaithWire that he relied on prayer and scripture to navigate his nearly four-year legal battle.
What kept me going was, first of all, my Christian faith. I think Christians are clearly taught in scripture, especially in the New Testament, that we will face persecution, discrimination, and we should not give in. We may lose our jobs. We may lose our livelihoods. We may lose our family. We may also lose our lives eventually. We cannot give in. Frankly, the scriptures were extremely helpful. The Psalms, even the book of Revelation, teaches very, very clearly we must resist in a kind way, a humble way, a reasonable way, but we must not give in.
Philippians 1 verse 27 says, "Conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ." As part of the settlement, the college agreed that the Christian professor will never be mandated to use misguided pronouns, plus Shawnee University paid the professor $400,000 in damages. Hypocrisy is alive and well. Nearly 400 employees at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have not received the COVID-19 shot, according to data obtained exclusively by the Epoch Times. Roger Ando, a Freedom of Information Act officer at the agency, said 382 workers at the CDC are unvaccinated. Another 9 employees have just had one dose of the Pfizer or Moderna shots, meaning they do not qualify as fully vaccinated per the CDC's guidelines. Together, the number is 3.2% of the CDC's workforce. Virginia's newly elected Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin took part in the state's fourth March for Life, a striking contrast to the recent Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, who actually defended infanticide. At the march, Virginia Republican State Delegate Nick Freitas, sponsor of House Bill 304, known as the Born Alive Act, described the ignorance shown by the abortion industry who fought his legislation to require basic medical care for infants who survive an abortion. And 2 years ago, Freitas gave a speech on January 20th, 2020, in which he defended the rights of babies in the womb.
At the point of conception, if we look at DNA, we understand that you are uniquely human at the moment of conception in the womb. There is nobody standing outside of a delivery room right now wondering if when the birth is announced, it's going to be anything other than a human being. We know it's going to be a human being. Every human being is entitled to certain protections and liberties and freedoms. We simply would like to expand some of those basic protections for life to those human beings that are still in the womb. Every human being has a basic inherent right to life, and that one of our most sacred duties as legislators is to protect that right to life and that right to liberty.
And finally, Kay Jewelers' current commercial, Celebrate Every Kiss, attempts to normalize sin by featuring two homosexual men together with their young son, reports the American Family Association. The two dads, both wearing wedding bands, are shown walking outside while one dad carries the boy on his shoulders. The men kiss, as do other couples in the commercial, while a voiceover makes this declaration.
Kiss the people you love. Mark this moment in time and celebrate every kiss.
American Family Association says, quote, "This ad is inappropriate on so many levels and is clearly attempting to desensitize viewers. Kay Jewelers should avoid aiming to please a small percentage of customers while pushing away conservative customers," end quote. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18 says, "Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body." You can sign an online petition objecting to the decision of Kay Jewelers to endorse sexual perversion. We have it linked through our transcript today at theworldview.com. Call Kay Jewelers weekdays from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern at 800-527-8029. You can also send a letter to the CEO, Gina Drosos, Kay Jewelers, 375 Ghent Road, Akron, Ohio, 44333. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 29th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.